Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's campaign for school board president ended yesterday when the board members assembled to vote. However, before the votes were counted, Lum became so certain that he had been defeated that he demanded a new election be held. After doing this, he discovered that the board had unanimously elected him president. Well, since then, Lum has been trying to straighten things out. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears in the library section of the Jot 'em Down store, engaged in some heavy mental activity.
Listen. Three-letter word meaning gypsy. What could that be, Abner?
I don't know, Grandpap.
Let's see, 54 down. Ancient Greek city.
How many letters?
One, two, four. Four letters. Ancient Greek city.
Have you got any of the letters in it yet?
No, but I will as soon as I get the three-letter gypsy word.
Well, I don't know no gypsies. Cedric claimed he was a gypsy one day, but he's got more than three letters in his name.
Oh, well, he wouldn't do, Abner.
What, huh?
65 across. Piece of furniture.
There's three letters in Lum's name.
Yeah, that's right. Wait, though, Lum ain't no gypsy.
No, he traveled around quite a bit, though. Goes in the county seat a couple of times every month or so.
Well, that ain't enough to make him a gypsy, though.
It ain't, huh?
Whereabouts is he at this morning, gallivanting around again?
Oh, no, he's holding a meeting of the school board.
He's holding it?
Yeah.
You mean they elected him president of the board after all?
Oh, yeah, he's just tickled to death about it. Acts awful importance again now.
Oh, well, I thought he told Ezra to throw out that election, do it all over again.
Well, he did, but after he found out they'd all voted for him, why, then he made out like he's just joshing.
Joshing?
Oh, yeah, he said he never knowed how that he already knowed how the voting had come out. He was just playing a joke on him, he said.
Well, that don't sound much like a joke to me.
No, it weren't. But Ezra must have believed him, because Lum's president now.
Well, I do know. Yes, sir, that Lum can talk yourself into and out of more places than any one human I ever know. 21 across, New Zealand tree.
Huh?
Three letters. Begins with an L, according to what I got down here.
Begins with an L?
Yeah.
Three letters?
Yeah. New Zealand tree.
Oh, that's easy. Elm.
Elm?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's the matter?
I'm good on that.
L, L. Wait a minute. How do you spell elm?
Well, I spell it, Well, I know it starts with an L from there on. I ain't quite sure, I don't believe. Oh, well, there comes Lum.
Ah, yeah. Howdy, Lum.
Well, howdy, Grandpa.
Have a good meeting, Lum?
Yeah, pretty good. I believe I know why they're so anxious to elect me president, though.
You do, huh?
Yeah, it's because they ain't been able to get no teacher this year.
No teacher?
No, sir.
Ain't Miss Frederick's coming back?
No, she got a job in Little Rock. Better job, I reckon.
Oh.
And most of the other teachers are going into defense plants and taking up riveting and nursing and some kind of war work.
Mm-hmm. Well, who are you going to get then?
Oh, I don't know yet. I might have an idea, Abner.
How?
At least I'd kind of like to try it out.
Well.
I ain't even mentioned this idea to the board yet.
Yeah, well, what is the idea, Lon?
Well, have you fellas got a couple of minutes to spare?
Why, sure, got all day.
I don't know, Lum. I ain't even halfway through this crossword puzzle yet. Oh, well, that can wait, Grandpap. Now, here's what I want you to do. You two fellas make out like you're in the, well, in the fourth reader, I guess.
Fourth reader?
Yeah, and I'm going to see if I can learn you anything.
Learn us? Now, wait a minute. Are you aiming on taking a teacher's job yourself, Lum?
Well, just till we can hire somebody.
Oh, my.
I ain't going to take no money for it. We can use the money for repairing the schoolhouse and stuff.
Well, I'll admit it needs some fixing done on it, but law me, Lum, you can't be no teacher.
Well, why can't I? All I have to do is know more than the youngins.
Yeah.
And I know I'm smarter than them.
That little Bates boy's awful smart, Lum.
Yeah, Dad, blame him. I ought to expel him.
Oh, that little rascal stumped you on some of the questions he asked.
Well, I know I'm smarter than them in the first reader.
Well, you might be, yeah.
Everything I'm supposed to learn them's wrote down in the book, so all I have to do is read the books.
Yeah, but, well.
I think them arithmetic books has got the answers all wrote down in the back somewhere, so we ain't have to work the problems myself.
You won't, huh?
Oh, ain't nothing to it. Here, let me try it out on you fellas and I'll prove it.
Well, all right, I'd hate to have a young'un just starting a school to you, though.
59 across, ancient Greek city.
Lay the puzzle aside, Grandpap, and pay attention. We're taking up a lesson in grammar first. Let's see here.
Where'd you get that book, Lum?
I picked it up over at the schoolhouse this morning.
Oh.
This looks like a good lesson. Agreement of subject and verb.
Huh?
How many letters in it? Hash up, Grandpap. All right, now, pupils, tell me which is correct.
Which of what is correct?
Well, wait, let me finish.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll read two sentences here, and you tell me which one's right and which one's wrong.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Ronald is going to get a haircut.
Well.
Or, Ronald are going to get a haircut.
Well, they sound the same to me.
No, they ain't. One says Ronald is, and the other says Ronald are.
Well, if Ronald are, he are, and that's all there is to it.
No, it ain't. You ain't got the idea of the question yet.
How?
Well, I'd say it all depends on how bad Ronald needs a haircut.
That's what I'd say. What Ronald is it, Ronald?
I don't know.
Ronald Abernathy? That's the only Ronald I know of.
That's undoubtedly who it is, yeah. Abner. Them Abernathy boys generally do need a haircut.
Oh, yeah. Widder never pays no attention to how them young'uns look.
Now, wait a minute.
Just let some run wild like a bunch of animals. Don't even comb their hair hardly.
Yeah, I believe Ronald would look a heap better if he did get a haircut.
Why, sure he would. Yes, he would.
Just a minute. You fellas are on the wrong track. What we're trying to do is learn how to make the verb agree with the subject.
How?
Now, what's the subject of the sentence?
Well, getting a haircut, I reckon. Me and Grandpap's agreed on it, ain't we, Grandpap?
Yes, sir, we're for it.
All right, give us the next question, teacher.
Well, now, wait a minute. You ain't got this one right first. You ain't supposed to decide if he did or did not get a haircut. You're just supposed to figure out whether he is or he are going to.
Oh, well, I believe Ron will just have to decide that for himself.
Oh, for goodness sake. Here, take the books yourselves and read these two pages here. Look.
Them two?
Yeah. Then maybe you'll understand what this is all about.
Yeah, all right. I'll read it. I know what it's about,
No use me wasting my time trying to learn you this anyway. You're both too ignorant.
Well, wait a minute.
Couldn't get in the first reading.
Well, where are you fixing to go along?
Oh, just over to Dick Huddleston's, see if we get any mail.
Oh.
Yeah, see if you can have that figured out by the time I get back.
All right. We'll look it over.
I'll be back directly.
Uh-huh. Here, Grandpap. You want to read the book?
No, I got to do my crossword puzzle, Abner.
Oh, I'll read it then.
What slums he interested in that Abernathy youngin' for?
I don't know. He hates and despises a widder, I know that.
Maybe he just seen little Ronald running around with long shaggy hair and got to feeling sorrowful for him.
More than likely. I bound you that's it. At Lum, I know what it is. He wants to buy Ronald a haircut, but he's just too bashful to come right out and say so.
You reckon that's it,
sir? Why, sure it is. I've seen him act this way before, Grandpap. He's afeard folks will think he's soft-hearted if he does something nice for somebody.
Well, I do know.
I know it. I know what we can do, too. We'll just do it fine. Let me get to that phone right now.
Wait a minute. Who are you going to call, Abner?
Well, you'll find out here. We'll fix it fine. Oh, that Lum is the generosest one feller I ever knowed in my life. I recollect one. Oh, wait a minute. Hello? Miss Abernathy? This is Abner Peabody.
Shame Lum so bashful.
Yes, Mom.
Didn't ask him himself.
Say, Lum would like to give your young'un a free haircut. Yes, Mom. Oh, I don't know.
Nice Abner to call for him.
Huh? Why, just tell Mose Moose to charge it to Lum. Send him down there. Yes, Mom. Not at all. Goodbye. So is that dead. I wish old Lum hurry up and get back so that I could tell him we tended to it for him.
Yeah, let's see. 59 across. Ancient Greek city. I ain't got that yet. Begins with an X, though.
I never got what Lum was driving at there at first.
Me neither. Is there a Greek city named X-Ray?
I don't know, Grandpap. I've heard X-ray somewhere, but I ain't sure where it's located. How many letters is in it?
Let's see. 67 down, East Indian weed.
Now, wait a minute. I believe that's all right. Just a minute, huh? Hello, jot 'em down, Mom? Thank Lum. Well, you just did that, Miss Abernathy.
What's eating on her anyway?
Huh? Did it? Well, who is this? Oh, she said what, Bessie?
Bessie.
Oh, well, just a minute, though. Now, hello?
What's the matter with the widder now?
That weren't the widder. That's Miss Blevin. She's taking her young'uns over the barber shop for free haircuts.
Free haircuts?
Yeah, she just heard from the widder. Lum's giving all the young'uns in town a free haircut today. Or leastways, he's paying for them.
Oh, my goodness. All the young'uns.
Yeah, that's what
you better do something about this, Abner, before Lum gets back.
Well, what can I do, Grandpa?
I don't know. Better call up Miss Blevin's first.
Oh, no. She was just leaving the house when she called. Maybe I ought to call Mose Moose down to the barber shop and tell him not to do it. Wait a minute. That's our ring. Maybe that's Mose now. Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Huh? Oh, no, this is Abner. Lum ain't here right now. You heard what, Grandpa?
Grandpa Masters?
Yeah, well, yes, Grandpa. Lum did get elected president of the board, but I don't think he's celebrating it none.
No, of course not.
Everybody in town? Well, now, wait, Grandpa. No. What? No, that don't include no shave.
Oh,
facts is, Grandpa, I just started... Hello? Hello? Grandpa? Hello?
What's the matter with everybody? Hang on.
Blame it. Everybody's anxious to get to the barber shop. They ain't got time to talk to you.
How does Grandpa Masters figure he gets in on this? He ain't no youngin'.
Well, the way he heard it, Lom's giving free haircuts to everybody in town to celebrate his getting elected president of the board.
Well, I do know.
That's what he
said.
Well,
you better call Mose Moose right away and tell him... Oh, wait a minute. There comes Lom right back.
Oh, Lom. Oh, my goodness. So what can I tell him, Grandpa? Dog is why'd I ever start this anyway. Oh, my goodness.
No mail today. Met Dick Huddleston out in the street, and he said there wasn't none.
Yeah.
You fellas got that grammar lesson yet?
Huh?
Which is right? He is or he are going to get a haircut?
Oh, well, I'll take he are, I believe.
Wrong. That's one on you, Abner.
One on me?
The only way that could be true is if he was plural.
Plural?
Yeah. That means a whole lot of fellas are getting haircuts.
All right, doggies, I'm right then, Lum. They are going to get a haircut. But this ain't on me. They're all on you.